Oh, it is Jobs Wednesday. That always gets us in the mood. If you have the perfect job, then maybe you'd want to sit this one out. But I think there are plenty of people out there who may be thinking, maybe it's time for a change, or maybe they are looking for that perfect job. And for more on that, we're joined on the phone this morning by the Pikes Peak Workforce and Crystal Vollmer. And welcome to the show, Crystal.
Thank you. Thank you, Shannon.
Well, you always bring us such great opportunities that are out there. What do you want to talk about first?
First, we're going to start with our hiring event that we have here at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. The first one I have for you is a new company with us called T-Rock. They will be here this Friday from 9 to noon hiring overnight retail merchandising representatives. Starting pay is $16 an hour. Next, we have Caption Call. Caption Call will be with us next Monday, March the 16th from 1 to 3 p.m. They will be interviewing part-time caption agents. The starting pay is $12.25 an hour. And then next Wednesday, March the 18th, we have Service Source with us from 9 to noon. They will be here interviewing job seekers with documented disabilities to join their dining facility attendant team on military installation. Your pay will be $12 per hour plus a health and wellness of $4.41, along with generous benefits and more. And then finally, we have on Friday, March the 20th, District 49. District 49's transportation team will be here hiring drivers who want to make a difference in students' lives. The position pays $14.06 per hour, plus offers free CDL training, competitive pay, health, and retirement benefits. For more information on these hiring events, please see our website, ppwfc.org.
And so if people are interested in those, in addition to going to the website, what would you advise that they do, that they bring with them when they go to one of those?
I would advise them to come dressed for an interview, bring their resume, and to check out the companies prior to arriving.
Okay, yeah, that's always good. Do your research. Do a little bit of research.
Do your research.
That's right. Okay, so what else do you have for us?
So next, Jen and I have selected several jobs to highlight, but just want to let the community know that we have over 854 new jobs added to Connecting Colorado this week alone. So I've picked three, but if these three don't appeal to you, there's so much more.
Employers are looking. They're looking for the right people.
They are. Okay. They are.
So tell us about these three.
Okay. So first, I've highlighted a position in Woodland Park. It's a yard warehouse worker. The job number is 826-4102. The yard workhouse position is a customer service to the yard house customers. You will stock merchandise, pull merchandise to meet customers' needs, along with some additional duties, including creating a shopping atmosphere that is well-maintained, organized, and safe. So for more details, please see job number 826-4102.
That sounds fun.
Yes. Next, I have a position in Monument. Murphy USA is hiring an assistant manager. In this role, you will provide prompt and courteous customer experience, assist with purchases and fuel transactions, operate a register, restock merchandise, and help lead the team to exceed the store's performance goals and objectives. For more details on this job, please see job number 826-9413. And then finally, I have a position with Weatherford International. It's a CNC machinist position. In this role, you will be expected to operate automatic turn equipment after the machine is set up, make simple adjustments such as feeds, speeds, depths of cut, and proof of parts. In general, you will run a simplified part with greater tolerance, and you will operate at least one type of machine, but sometimes have that same machine operating with two at the same time. For more details, please see job number 826-7116. And again, for more details on these jobs and so many more, please visit connectingcolorado.com.
Oh, great resources. That last one sounded like you needed some specialized skills, but we know there are people in our community who do have those and may be looking for a change or a new opportunity.
Yes, we do, Shannon. We have so many machinists or folks looking for manufacturing positions. So I thought I would highlight one of those today.
Fantastic. Any more to tell us, or are you just right now focusing on the hiring events?
That's all I have, but fantastic. I just wanted to let the community know that we're having our Young Adult Job Fair tomorrow at the Southeast YMCA, and that's young adults from the ages of 16 to 24. So
right.
Please come out.
We talked about that, I believe it was last week or the week before, and need to be 16 in order to go to that, at least 16. But there are plenty of employers who are looking to hire, and they'll be all gathered there. And so just make sure, again, that you bring several copies of your resume to drop around to employers there, right?
Yes, and if you want to check out our website, we do have everything listed.
Fantastic. Well, Crystal Vollmer, thank you so much for joining us with Pikes Peak Workforce Center.
Thank you, Shannon. Have a great day.
You bet. Your time right now, 8:43.